This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked to worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about get it.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by Bahama Limited, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, the International Culture Wine and Food Festival, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Friday, October 21st edition is on and popping. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. And thank you, everybody, yesterday who inquired, you know, the good old Bach boy needed a snap, crackle, and pop. You know? The L4 and the L5 ain't no jive. Father Time is undefeated. But I feel much better today. So we're going to give it a swing. We're going to give it a go. You know, and you know how to chime in because we're going to open the lines, you know, all show today. I got a lot of lots to talk about. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Make a little minor adjustment there, yeah. I thought I was going deaf for a second, but no, I refigured it out. All right, so here's your brain teaser. Because, you know, I like to get you in a good place. It's Friday, but we want to have a good conversation because I'm opening the lines. So here's your trivia. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Barry Friedman. Feature comedian Roy Haber. And yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. It's 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. We're located between the Carlin and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And, of course, you know, Tuesday through Sunday, we're open for you, running Showtime. All right? So come get your laugh on. And, of course, you know, I got Dunkin' Donuts coupons for you, so you can run on Dunkin'. All right? All right. And this is the boy. If you don't get this one today, I don't know. Y'all gets to Googling now. Here we go. When you stand, I disappear. When you sit, I reappear. What am I? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. When you stand, I disappear. When you sit, I reappear. What am I? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. All right? You got between now and the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Okay. Now, that's it. Some of y'all texting, that's it. When I stand, or when you stand, I disappear. When you sit, I reappear. What am I? Okay? That's what you're working with. While you work on that, I get into the headlines. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. All right? And new arrivals in stock right now, both Fine Thread locations, Tarpon Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Sharpen Plaza. Be sure to check out both locations. They're ready to serve you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? And be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Mr. Producer, what's going on with the mic, man? This mic need a double gong salad or something, mate. It's a little flippy floppy. We need to get Viagra for the mic or something, mate. What's happening? All right, we'll work it out. So, now, y'all are off to a really good start, you know. You know what? To the texter who chimed in with, I'm a seat, I won, give me my money, said like Smokey. Well, let me tell you, Smokey, it's the principality of it, Smokey, in my big worm voice. You got to be right, Smokey, in order to demand a prize, Smokey. And you know this, man. So, no. Let me scroll down. Not height, not shadow. Not another seat. No, not your knee. Let me make sure I get it right. Nuh-uh, not your belly. No, sir. Not your gut. All right. Here we go. There's my first one chiming in. And I have a winner. I have a winner. So you can send your info. I'm texting you back right now. You are good to go. The answer is lap. Shalap. Mr. Producer, see if you stand up right now, your lap going. You sit back down, your lap looking you right in the face. Boom. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get to the headlines. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And feel free to chime in. Big one in the pages of the National Guardian News and Views in Madison, 1844. I felt trapped. Bold headlines. Exuma boat explosion. Double amputee testifies in court case. Story by Artesia Davis. A passenger on a doomed Exuma tour boat in 2018 recounted the moment when it exploded during her testimony in the Supreme Court yesterday. Of course, it's coming from Stephanie Schaefer, who lost both legs as a result of the incident. I wanted to scream, but I could not make any noise. I wanted to run, but I could not move. I felt trapped. I remember being surprised at how hard the water felt. I felt like we were hitting a wall. Read more on that story and that tragic situation. I need to keep an eye on the proceedings in that as well. But obviously it is sub judice at the moment, so keep an eye on it. Boyd, Anglican churches support criminalizing marital rape. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. This coming from the Anglican diocese, wholeheartedly supports the proposed amendments to the Sexual Offenses Act that would criminalize marital rape. And this coming from Bishop Elias Boyd, who said during the 119th Synod, adding that the amendment is a no-brainer. Bain and supporters charged after Parliament gathering. Read more on that one. Lincoln Bain, leader of the Coalition of Independents and 7 party members, will stand trial on December 1st in connection with a protest outside of the House of Assembly on October 19th. Government has approved over $1 billion in Exuma investment, Cooper says. And if that is the case, that's a lot of investment for Exuma. Job well done by the DPM. I see why some people in your party might be upset with you. You're doing a good job for Exuma. You're taking care of your constituency like how MP's supposed to do. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Heck, it's booming. Mr. Producer, me might have to go do a show from Exuma. Go check it out. Go down to Georgetown. Peace and plenty. Have a cocktail, a few. Not a two, a few. Got some proper stew fish. My God. All right. RISE program will be expanded, Bushkin says. Story by Jasper Ward. Minister of Social Services Obi Wilson said Bahamians will begin to substantially benefit from the government's RISE program once it's expanded later this year. Finally, we're hearing something from Mr. Wilson. You know, social services related. That's a good thing. Been quiet for far too long. And you know, Mr. Wilson knows what he's doing, man. So maybe that was calculated. So what else? What else? What else? What say you? Feel free to chime on in. Here's something else that's popping up. A little heads up for you. No resolution in price control conflict. There's been another extension so that the members of the Retailers Grocers Association can continue negotiating with Mr. Davis and this administration pertaining to the price control. Another extension. I can't lie. When you look at this administration, a lot of extensions, more extensions in the weave shop. Let's be real. Extension on this, extension on the hotel deal, extension on that, and yeah. So what say you chime on in, text on in. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. And text lines wide open. Powered by BTC, 422-GR96. 422-GR96. All right. Now, here's the deal. As we slide on out of the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's get into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you that in addition to all your fast fashions and your workwear, new arrivals every Monday, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right. A couple of things buzzing extremely hard around the place. When you look at it, you know, tongue still wagging over this whole Bain, Lincoln Bain situation with the Coalition of Independents and their subsequent, you know, arrest and now have to stand trial December 1st. Feel free to chime in on that. That's been like the hot topic. A lot of people talking about that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Calling this from Freeport.
Hey, what's going on in the ports, man?
All right, everything good. But listen, I'm calling about the trivia.
Okay, did you just say everything dead and just kept it moving?
Everything good.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, boy, they got that Freeport sense of humor again. All right, no.
No, my understanding is two times I text in with the trivia, uh-huh. And I believe you get the Freeport text messages late.
Okay, all right. Well, listen.
I don't know. Either you're not reading them in time.
No. Hold on now. You can't tell me I don't read them in time. I scroll down in order. So if I get one at 4:21 and one at 4:23, well, you know 4:21 beats 4:23. I make sure. Go chronologically.
But you still have to look at the time to see what time the text come in.
Yeah, that's what I'm explaining to you now, Freeport. If I look at the text right now and I see one that came in, I'll give you an example. One that came in at 4:20, your belly. That wasn't the answer. One came in at 4:21, your knee, okay?
I said it one at 4:19. Look out the 4:19 text.
Yeah. Listen. 4:19, see, this were you wrong. See, at 2:53 was the last text from from one of your Freeport brethren to Zhivago show. And there was nothing until I started. And it came on at 4:20. Did you send one answer?
One answer.
All right, so it would have been there. So now, what's the last four digits of your number?
8240.
All right, let me scroll up and see if I even got anything from that.
Okay.
That way we'll know what's really going on. All right, we have a problem, Grand Bahama. I don't see anything from that last four digits, honestly.
4260. 4260. Yeah.
All right, let me check that now. I was looking for, okay. 4260. All right, no. Text me back right now. Text me back and say test, okay?
And say what?
Test. T-E-S-T. Test.
Okay.
So now I know it's you. All right?
Okay,
but
cool.
since you called all the way from Freeport, and we might have a situation with the text, hold the line. I can make sure my caller gets you straight with some Joker's tickets and some Dunkin' Donuts coupons. So whenever you have new problems, you can pick them up. All right?
Thanks,
you're good to go.
It.
And they're good for a year. Only because you're from Freeport. All right? And Mendoza in Freeport, man. I got a rap for Freeport, you know. Every Tuesday, it's a Freeport report.
I live with you every day.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate that, man. Flattery will get you every bit. Hold the line and talk to my producer. He gets you straight. All right, let me check the text lines. Because here come on the next nine. See, Freeport, you don't open the can of worms because now my lawyers can hit me. Good afternoon. Was the answer a lap? Was I the first texter with the right answer? I wanted to make sure before sending my information. Well, no, that wasn't you. You were not that one. There was two before you. You were correct, but there were two persons that said lap before you. Okay. Well, Naughty, the other daily has disallowed comments on the website. Why? You need to ask them. You shouldn't even worry about their website. You need to just worry about thenassauguardian.com. That's what you need to worry about. Yeah. You know? Broaden your horizons a little bit. Go find some good op-ed pieces online. Go check out some new websites popping up. There's some good stuff on it. Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, no, they didn't.
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
This is Big Brother JJ.
What's happening, JJ?
I'm fine, man. You know, the Bahamas is one of the richest countries in the world. And we will help everybody in the world besides being there. I can put a little pressure on all the PIBs and FNM. What we need to start doing now, they bring back all these old people. We send our treasury in the University Coalition. Bring back all these people and please send our treasury. Please send treasury. When the young people have a chance to bring some money in this country.
We, JJ, I keep hearing that every day. More and more Bahamians, and you like how they like to say indigenous Bahamians, seem to be disenfranchised.
Like to call,
did we lose, JJ?
Try again.
JJ, I think we lost you, man. But every day I keep hearing the same, you know, same cry, disenfranchised Bahamians. And we do have to figure out how to level the playing field. Because at the end of the day, we can't be secondary and third citizens in our country. It's just the math just don't equate that way. It's just not fair. Let's go to the text lines. Naughty, you're calling a lie because he texted at 4, and the show never starts at 4. The news plays. Boy, you's a real listener right there, boy. You's a police toy. You all over this. You all over it. I'm telling you. Naughty, are we still adhering to our Constitution? Does the Constitution mean anything anymore? Freedom of speech and freedom to assemble peacefully? I just want to know. Provocation and instigation to cause unrest, should that be acceptable? Listen, I think you have a right to a peaceful assembly, a peaceful protest. I also think you have the right to know that there's always consequences when there's political posturing and maneuvering. Especially if you're gaining some sort of traction. Me personally, I would have pulled a page out of Mahatma Gandhi's book. And I had all my supporters lock arms. We would have sat down in the middle of Rawson Square. And I'd have 39 bills. And when they approached me to move, I would say, look, this is a peaceful assembly. And we would be more than happy to move once that you can ensure that we present these 39 bills to the parliamentarians that are walking in Parliament today. And then we will peacefully assemble on the other side of Bay Street on Rawson Square, or we will disassemble if needs be. Because sometimes you can't lose the message in the delivery. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yeah, Naughty, how you doing?
Yeah, JJ, we got you back. What's going on? Finish what you were saying now.
This is the next phone, because I want to run out of time.
Yeah, so...
Naughty, all I'm saying, we send our train to the University College to bring back all these old people, treason and treasury. Treason, we got $10 billion in debt, people getting paid. Why these people can't go do the job for free, Naughty? Be government general for free. Be this for free. You're getting pension. You're getting everything. Your own churches.
Listen, you...
What else you want from us to be my people, man?
You know what it is? Family, lovers, homies, cronies, and friends. You know how it goes.
And this is why my good friend Blackus, you know, my boy from Freeport. And when
they got the Blackus.
Yeah, Blackus already. But Blackus can understand. Anybody listening, no passes no more. Nobody listening. people don't go to chase the money, you know. They know the chase is the 4G. All they want is taxi plate and bring the good thing, you know. With the data, good thing. Flood the market, give everybody taxi plate, because we entitled to these things. I would never get nobody no $500 a month to run those taxi plates on those jetty plates. But nobody, I entitled to these things.
JJ, I agree, but let's make sure the Bahamians are a part of that's being shared out, and you don't glut the market, that it causes the market to go unstable. But I get your point. Every Bahamian should be entitled to one of them. I agree.
Listen to me, Naughty, right? I ain't hold up too long, right? Because, you know, I drink bushes.
Oh, you bushes.
And I happy. I buy the office.
Are you drinking the bushes? Jenna? Jenna and Juice?
No, man. The good bush, man. The good bush.
Oh, George W. All right, I got you.
Yeah. When he been in college, when he's a sneak, one or two, and drink them. I can see you later.
No, but yeah, Saturday by the park, if you out there, man, we probably got to swing by and drink a couple of cold ones, man. Catch
up. I'll be right there, man. I trust me, you'll be so happy. Nobody food was out there. I can get Wi-Fi still there, you know.
Oh, Lord. All right, that sounds like a plan. Then I can check my fantasy sports and my little parlay. All right, we can talk, JJ. I can come here
by
the park.
Thanks.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you. Hey, you see they tried to see JJ Bush as he was on the phone? You hear that? Leave JJ Bush alone. That sounds bad, I know. All right, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
You know, I was trying to chime in yesterday, but I ain't got a chance.
No, yesterday was, we had to do a replay. I had a bad back yesterday, so I was under the weather. I had to go get a little, treatment.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't matter, one thing, right?
What about it?
Man, it seems like people want to regulate in their best interest.
Well, I looked at the blueprint on it. A lot of loopholes there. A lot of dangling participles. It doesn't speak to recreational. Doesn't speak to sacramental. Doesn't speak to industrial property, because they're using hemp as a blanket. If you're going to do medicinal property, then you need to use specifically cannabis, because that's more beneficial for, you know, medicinal. And then the hemp, obviously, for industrial. And I know, I think we did a replay show yesterday. So what was your point off of that?
Yeah, and then there's some regulations, and I mean, like, they're gonna try to regulate the poor people out of it, you know, and whether it's in the manufacturing part
God, you know what I'm gonna say, right? Connect the dots, follow the money.
It has nothing to do with science, ability, and capital, and you know what I'm saying, the big man, and it has nothing to do with it. You see, and with the part about regulating who could grow it, come on, man, if I could grow food in my yard, why can't I grow
marijuana? Those are the questions that need to be addressed before a bill is passed on this.
Right.
And Bahamians need to have a stake in the game.
They're trying to regulate the part of everything, you see.
Some say regulate. I say dictate. It sounded more like dictate rather than regulate to me.
Right. You know, let's look at the number business, right? Why is that so regulated? You think now the Chinese wouldn't want to be involved in that too?
But you know, the ship doesn't sail now when they're gone.
No, what I'm saying, I know you got your sponge and everything. right. You see?
But yeah, people have been expressing that for a while, but I think that's become part of the landscape now, but moving forward, I don't think that should set a precedent. I think, you know, we should go things a little differently.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't go favorably, don't turn it into a poll or a referendum to an opinion poll. That don't work. People aren't into that.
In other words, the government can't regulate price controls for nothing. Can't regulate it for food. Can't regulate it for medicine. Can't regulate it for housing. Can't regulate it for nothing to benefit the poor. But when it comes to regulating industry to benefit the rich man in industry, they quick to do it. Freedom is not necessary. You see? So you know, and then the thing is, every class needs the government to do things for them, to build infrastructure and other things for them, but nobody wants to pay the taxes. You know, and that's poor, man. That's terrible.
I wish you, Gardner, but again, we often agitate, we often have the conversation about it, but now we need to start offering the solutions, you know, and start repeating the solutions, you know, so maybe they'll grasp the solutions so we can have a better way forward. Because right now, everybody has their opinion. Everybody's trying to lobby for you know, for a point, and people can't see the forest for the trees.
You know what they like to put on us? Oh, look what they regulate things in Venezuela and this progressive programs in Venezuela, and look what happened to Venezuela. And the people in the media allow them to lie on Venezuela like that. You know, they know what the truth of Venezuela is. That's embargoes and sanctions, same way as Cuba. You see, that's all it's about.
Right, but what are you referencing Venezuela in reference to? I mean, what's your point about the embargoes?
Yeah, what I'm saying is they say, oh, when we want to do these progressive things in the Bahamas, they would say, oh, look who, when Venezuela do these things, it caused Venezuela economic problem. They lying on that. That's right.
There were other things that caused Venezuela economic situations
regulations and sanctions and embargoes from the rest
Correct.
Of the capitalist nations that cause that want to go into Venezuela and Cuba and raid their resources.
And they, you know, they put their foot down, but then, of course, you know, they capitalize in their own right off of their resources in Venezuela. You know, they were quite advantageous and opportunistic as well, too. And the way they sold it and promoted it.
When you trade is the way of the world. When you block a country from trading with the rest of the world, come on, man. Even with them own immigrant people that immigrate to other nations, what do you expect to happen?
Gardner, like I say, you preaching to the choir, bro. Me and you talk about these things. And guess what? You know what kind of saddens me? We still have to keep bringing these topics up because there's nobody addressing them.
Okay, let's look at a man like Bob Marley. You see the kind of life Bob Marley lived? Bob Marley represented the poor no matter what. Bob Marley's a man that fed thousands of people every day, at least 3,000-4,000 people that took care of them every day from his pocket. Not no NGO, no corporation, his personal monies.
But allegedly, you know, some of the Vedas didn't get their royalties right neither. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
What I'm saying, and this man represents, you know what I'm saying, even if he sing a love song to his, to the woman he loved, people would accuse him, his fans would accuse him of going soft when he had to check his brakes and go back to the struggle of the people.
That's right.
You see?
All right, God, anyway, I got to get to the break.
Anytime you play a song in this radio, go play a Bob Marley.
I can bring one out of the break just for you. On the next break, I can play a solid one just for you.
No, people.
Listen, I promise you, when I lick it off, you can say, yeah, that's a perfect one, Naughty. All right? Watch and see right out of the break.
Thank you, man.
All right, no worries, man. The Friday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Wrapping up the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming on the flip side of the break, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Hit the last break, and at the bottom of the hour, Cuban Woody comes your way with the numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here on the Friday edition, October 21st edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Pump for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
George. Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
The Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival kicks off October 21st with a fish fry-inspired welcome party, headlined by none other than the legendary Boyz II Men. Join us for the first ever Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival from October 21st through 23rd. For more information, visit bahamar.com.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Friday, October 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And, of course, got to get into the global warming with Seeding of the Planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, people, KFC Nassau are doing big things, all right? Don't forget, you got the drive-thrus open until midnight regularly. But now you got some 2 a.m. joints going on, too, all right? Yes. Carmichael, Mackey, and Oaksfield, man. Yes. Till 2 in the morning. That's what I'm talking about, all right? And don't forget, it's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices made by the chicken experts themselves. These bonus bites include your choice of mango habanero, barbecue, buffalo ranch, honey mustard, or special KFC sauce. Dip, dip, hooray, the KFC bites are back and they're finger-licking good right in time for football, but they're the perfect pregame or halftime, man. That's what I'm talking about. Big up the KFC Nassau. All right, so let's see what's eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All right. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Johnny Depp, Jeff Beck, sue men who alleges they stole lyrics from a poem. All right. Johnny back in the court cases. Kanye West hires Johnny Depp's lawyer, Camille Vasquez, from the Amber Heard trial. Smart move, Kanye. But I don't know if she could go 2 for 2. You got issues, my brother. What else going on? J-Lo out and about doing things with Ben Affleck. Yeah. And looks like J-Lo is showing off her assets again. That's all I could say. Ben seems to be having fun with the suntan lotion too. Hey, reunited and it feels so good, I guess. Ric Flair, the legendary Ric Flair, says he wants to wrestle one more time. How old's Ric now? 150? I think that's enough, Ric. I think that's enough. And that's pretty much it. Nothing too much major popping off. Khloe Kardashian asked Instagram not to ban her. Go ahead. I dare you, Instagram. Ban her. Do it. Do it. Do it. And Taylor Swift's Midnight's album release causes Spotify to crash. What is it with Taylor Smith? Taylor Swift and music. Oh, my God. All right. And that's finally Amanda Bynes back with ex-fiancé Paul Michelle. And, you know, they're romantically linked but not engaged. All right, that's a wrap right there. On the global warming, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because, you know, the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. And, you know, I runs on Dunkin'. And I indulged last week so much on that pumpkin, man. It was so good. Off the chain good. All right? So you definitely got to get into any one of your Dunkin' locations. Check out the pumpkin flavors going on. All right? And check out the donuts. Check out your favorite breakfast sandwiches. All right? And ample opportunity to start running on Dunkin'. All right? You got downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru. All right? Call Michael, the newest location. Two out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right? Because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. All right, all right, all right. So, keep the phone lines open for a couple of more minutes before we get to the flip side of the break. But chime on in. We got a lot to talk about, like I said. And if I miss some of the issues you wanted to talk about, feel free to chime on in. Got some potholes going on, too. I gotta touch base with Dawson, my good brethren, next week and let him bring back the pothole report. I thought we were making progress with that. But so be it. Naughty, you don't think Ric Flair don't have bills to pay? That's true, you know. And Ric Flair still like young woman, young blondes. Yeah. Naughty, tell Lincoln just don't throw the mace out the window because the people will beat him dead by the Pope. Sorry, I just realized what you were trying to say. All right, the Popo will beat him dead by it. He ain't the right color to try that. Okay. I'll take your word for it. I ain't got no intention of throwing the mace out there either, so. Naughty, what's going on? Don't take the rest of these off, man. I listen for your picks next time. Stream from your sick bed. All right. Listen out today in the sports, man. Today at 5 o'clock, you'll get them. So all is not lost, okay? But thanks for listening, man. So, yeah, let's get to the break. We got the break coming up, and we got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up on the flip side of the break. But as I promised, Gardner. All right, Gardner, you ready? And you can call me back. Mr. Producer, running. You tell me play a bob for you, right, that goes with the moment and kind of fitting with the times that we got right here, right now. And you didn't want no syrupy love song. This ain't no love song. This one, I think, sums it all up right here. Play it, Mr. Producer. Boy, Gardner, you think I don't know about my Bob Marley? In the meantime, listen now. Listen, Gardner, this one for you. Let's go. This one going out to everybody on the 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock drive today, all right? Love yourself, man. You work hard. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah, don't worry about the mix-up and the ism schism. We'll get through it. One time for Sparky. If you're out there, Sparky, drink your brown bottle and love yourself, brother. 52, I see you, man.
When life gets busy, KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and all for only $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
how to be rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impact financial health, and what I wish women knew about men.
And how to get their money. This free, life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
Noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was gonna live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Do you want a chance to win one of 5 Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store, and you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and Island Wholesale scooter giveaway promotion. Want to know more? Join us at Meat Max Carmichael Road, October 22nd, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale shoot and win game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of 5 Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas Run on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let's go right to Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I got one more for you, Gardner, coming up before the break. So let's see what's going on with Cuban Willie. Cuban, what's going on, Papa? Where you at?
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie. Happy Friday. Feliz Viernes para todo el mundo, for everybody. Mira, let me tell you something, okay? I have to make this quick because, mira, I don't know how I end up in this situation, but I'm at the pitch pride, I'm looking outside, a lot of policia, and now I see La Migra. So let me tell you something. I had the cuatro, the four sans beer, the one con salad, okay? And 7 con fritters. So today's number is the 417, 417. Play and win with the Island Game. And remember, always play responsibly with the Island Game. Log on today, theislandgame.com, and see what's going on.
Hey, gracias, mi hermano. Thank you, Cuban. Listen, everybody, all right, I can play one more ball before we go. You're texting me. You think this is Lange. If you've all got to do the music thing on Friday, man, all them years I played music in the morning, you want me to come in the afternoon and play music? Man, come on, man. Anyway, I can play one more for you. One more Bob on the job. And, you know, if you got an issue with me holding you accountable and asking for a better Bahamas and challenging you to make the Bahamas a better place if you're in the capacity to do so, get used to it. I ain't going nowhere. All right? This is how I roll. Run the Bob. Let them know. And listen very keenly. I don't care what side you represent. Just listen now.
You are good, tired to see me face. Can't get me out of
God's better life every day, 4 to 6. I could be right here in the chair. I have no fear holding you accountable. Because who God curse, no man could. You know, who God bless, no man could curse. You know that? And who God curse, well, I want to know. Listen! Bedroom Black Fire, you're there. Let's go. Let's go to the break because I play music the rest of the day. Let's go.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by Bahama Limited, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, the International Culture Wine and Food Festival, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Friday, October 21st edition continues right now. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 o'clock. And as we do benefits for sports in the 5 o'clock hour, you know we got to set it off with Today in Sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, with the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza, don't forget Friday's happy hour, 5 to 7, kicking off right now. You got happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget on the weekend, you got breakfast. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner start and at 9 a.m. with the breakfast, all right? Full Bahamian breakfast, full American breakfast, all good, all right? And don't forget Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner out there at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefed up for you today. All right, today, October 21st, big day, sports history. Wow-a-wee-wa, big one. 1956, Billy Horton of the Green Bay Packers caught 7 passes for 257 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Los Angeles Rams. The final score was 42-17. 1966, the U.S. Congress approved the AFL-NFL merger. 1973, Fred Dyer of the Los Angeles Rams became the first NFL player to record 2 safeties in a single game. The Rams defeated the Green Bay Packers 24-7. 1975, Carlton Fisk of the Boston Red Sox hit a home run in the 12th inning in a 7-6 win over the Cincinnati Reds in Game 6 of the World Series. That was the famous fair or foul home run. It still lives today and is one of the greatest sports highlights ever. 1976, the Philadelphia 76ers purchased the rights for Julius Erving from the New Jersey Nets. 1980, the Philadelphia Phillies won their first World Series over the Kansas City Royals. 1984, Steve Cox of the Cleveland Browns kicked a 60-yard field goal against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was the second longest field goal in NFL history. The Browns lost to the Cincinnati Bengals 12-9, nonetheless. 1997, Ray Bourque of the Boston Bruins became the 5th defenseman in NHL history to play in 1,300 regular season games. 1998, the New York Yankees set a major league, let me read this again. In 1998, the New York Yankees set a Major League Baseball record of 125 victories for the regular season and postseason combined. The New York Yankees defeated, in 2000, the New York Yankees defeated the New York Mets 4-3 in 12 innings. It was the longest World Series game at 4 hours and 51 minutes. Great Subway Series. 2004, the CAS, Court of Arbitration for Sport, ruled that Paul Hamm could keep his Olympic gold medal. They decided that Hamm was the rightful champion in the men's all-around gymnastics competition at the Athens Games. South Korea had challenged the medal. Sports quote of the day, I learned that if you want to make it bad enough, no matter how bad it is, you can make it. Gale Sayers, Kansas City Comet. Cut down way before his time due to a knee injury. They had the surgery capabilities back then when he was injured that they have today. Gale Sayers might have been the greatest running back in the history of the NFL. Still, I think holds a record that's only been tied for 6 touchdowns in a game by a running back. All right? But, yeah, nonetheless, here we go. All right. Earl the Pearl should be joining us. Earl the Pearl should be in the building. So as we exit today in sports, history all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. Get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And people, it's all about that new Kings deal at BK Nassau. All right? You definitely want to check it out. You got options, all right? And when I tell you got options, I mean that you got options. The new King meal, a meal deal, $5.75, VAT included. You got the chicken Big King Jr. or the Big King Jr. along with fries and a soft drink. All of that goodness, $5.75, VAT included, waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location today for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, we got Earl the Pearl in the building. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
before he pops a vessel, before he blows
a gasket and can't function for his new girlfriend on the weekend, let me slide on the side. Pearly, the floor is yours. Go ahead and base me. I am a Yankees lost again. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to give you that satisfaction because you probably already practiced how you're going to respond. You probably already practiced what you're going to say. So this is the only thing I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say a couple things.
I know you are.
No, the first thing I'm going to say is it's kind of sad that, you know, the only comeback that the Yankee fans have is, oh, the Dodgers are home. We're in the American League Championship Series. The Dodgers are watching it.
But yes, we are. That's okay.
That is true. You are in the American League Championship Series. But what would be so sad? If you go all the way to the American Champions League Series and them Astros take out a broom on you, that would be a really sad day in baseball.
Listen.
It'll be sad if that happens. It'll be sad if that happens. So no matter what happens. Hold on. Let me finish. You told me you give me a chance. I need one more thing. No matter what happens, if you lose the American Champions League Series, you will be doing the same thing the Dodgers are doing, watching the World Series at home. And you know what I told you on the voice note last night? You can't say that on radio. But we'll be watching it at home, so it doesn't matter. Right now, you have the bragging rights of being still playing, yes. But in another day or two, we will both be watching. And the next thing is, just tote it, bro. Like you told me, just tote it.
Okay.
Just tote it.
Can I retort as I told it? All right.
No, because you didn't let me retort. You just tell me, just tote it. So just tote it.
Fine. I will tell it.
I will not retort
from my position in the queue further ahead than you. This is like a Black Friday sale. We may not get to the merchandise, but I still have you in the line. If there is a possibility next get in, it could be me, not you.
And you spend all that time on the line not to get the merchandise. At least I turned back around and gone home. I know I wasn't getting the merchandise. You spent all that time on the line.
Right.
At least the whole thing. From 4 o'clock in the morning on that Black Friday line, get out there 2 o'clock in the day.
Because you accepted the fact that you were a loser before me. Hey, just let me get used to it. I'll be there eventually.
That doesn't matter. At the end of the day, none of us can have the World Series.
That is true.
And after this weekend, come Monday morning, both Dallas and Miami will be 4-3.
Your weekend was last weekend. Earl.
This is my weekend.
Earl, last weekend might have been my weekend, all right? But listen, you know you just winging it, all right? Let me tell you like I tell some people, okay? If you was on Facebook right now, I'd tell you wipe your fingers, you type in nanny, okay? Because guess what? You and I both know your mouth don't even believe it when you say that 4-3 foolishness, because you know we can beat the Detroit Lions like they beat from the church. Don't worry about that. You can hang on to that all you want. That Merino jersey going to be extra crispy. Chef going to be cooking on top of that. Don't worry about that. That's later thought. What I'm really upset about right now, to tell you the truth.
I tell you one thing. I have several Dolphin jerseys. It won't be no Merino jersey. You can rest assured.
Don't worry. Island plotting on somebody to plot on that for you.
I done been through the hood.
I say plot on the pearly jersey.
That's like you going to the Francis Church and doing something you're supposed to do in there. No.
All right, we can get that Merino jersey. If it ain't yours, it could be somebody else. But we can get that.
It could be Earl on.
I don't know if it could be Mystery Dolphin on, because I heard from him in 3 weeks, so I guess Dino ain't showing up.
Ain't nobody named no Mystery Dolphin. Dino.
Yeah, because I mean, come on.
The only excuse I can have from him, if he was under the COVID test, he couldn't go on.
We need a doctor's note for that too, though, because he's a dolphin, and you know you're all prone to dive and cut skin. He's coming back.
Once I find out, I know people. I know a guy.
All right, well, we're going to talk sports. I think Peter may be chiming in at some point. Look out for him, Mr. Producer. I don't know if he's here or not. Is he in yet? All right, but he should be. When he gets here, let us know. Let's look at the local sports scene, man. As we jump
water
in.
Polo.
Yeah, we got water polo going on. Water polo players in action this weekend. We got a lot at the collegiate level. That's something to look forward to and know that pipeline that Coach Yoli, you know, been on the show many times in a previous engagement in a previous location we used to do every Sunday with the press box. You know, these kids have elevated. They're at the collegiate level now. Got a good look from UB volleyball as well.
He's done a fantastic job. Credit must be credited to.
Yeah, he's built that program well, and he keeps replenishing it too, because it's a generational thing. You got him for 3 or 4 years, but you always got to keep youth in the program. You know what I mean? To carry you, UB volleyball. They're doing big things. They're practicing ahead of an international showdown, and that's coming to they're going to be doing big things at the David Posnack Jewish Community Center in Davie, Florida. All right, and they're getting ready to play.
Okay.
They played yesterday, and they're getting ready to play again. All right, and you know, glad to see you be getting the athletes the exposure as best they can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, my dear neighbor is the assistant athletic director, Sean. So,
right,
you know, proud.
And
proud
he does a great job over there too.
They're doing a fantastic job, huh?
Big up to Kalina. He does a great job. Big up to Kalina. They're supporting the Bahamas Roadmasters Running Club. More from UB. Their soccer remains undefeated after the thrashing of the Bears Football Club. So Gadet and I'm doing a good job out there with the program. And look for our guys in the NBA. We got Buddy, DeAndre, and Kai doing that thing all weekend long in addition to football and in addition to the baseball playoffs. So, you know, like I said, lots to talk about. Now, Purdy, I won't lie to you. I implore people to get out and support local disciplines. You got softball action going on over the weekend at the government grounds and out at the Blue Hill playing field. You got youth sports signing up and getting started with baseball with Freedom Farm and JBLN. You can still register for both those leagues online. That season starts in January, but, you know, you got stuff going on in the park now. And you got folks getting back to their various sporting disciplines. So I implore you, get out there, support them. It's been a long time since people could get out and enjoy it. Support the communities that have the events. Because a lot of people come out there and you don't know the leagues make money off concession stands or you got private vendors out there. But it's a good experience. Go out and support it. Let's bring sports back, whatever the discipline is, on the weekends. And let's get out there and be healthy, you know, and vibrant and interactive.
Let me ask you a question. What age level are you coaching?
12 U.
Just under 12? Like if they turn 11 this October, if they turn 11 in November, how do they, wherever they play?
If they turn 11 in November, they could still play 10U because they turn after the cutoff date.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. You know.
So they still got registration going on at the farm.
I may be, you know, turning. Anyway, yeah, okay.
I could point you in the right direction.
All right, we'll talk later.
Now we playing old school today. I need to break out Peaches and Herb or no?
No, boy. I take in the PRP model forward, ever, backwards, never.
Okay. All right. Hey, just got to make sure. Shrew it in and I'll shrew it out.
Sitting on top of the world.
Okay, and it's an Inside Joke Friday right here on Talking Heads.
So,
let's keep it moving now.
College football is really, really starting to
man, you got a lot to look at in college football. Like you said, the landscape is starting to shape now. You're starting to see some teams who are contenders and who are the pretenders.
Yeah, but your boys have turned out to be pretenders.
Yes, indeed. Out the gate like Baraska. Kind of like your Dolphins.
I think
Hurricanes and the Dolphins are mirror images. Out the gate like Baraska and then squadoosh the rest of the way.
Anyway, let's you know, you be talking college football. Well, you have to, it's a start problem. I'm impressed. I got to watch. The best thing for me right now, college football, why I'm so excited about it.
Because you can't watch the Dodgers.
Alabama ain't in the top 4. That's the great news.
Aren't you happy? And guess what? Let the people know why. It all ties back to Saban, right? and how he left the Dolphins and all of that. Let's be real. Spit it out. Let it out. Now's your chance.
What did he do to my Dolphins? I'll never forgive him for that.
You're literally happy that he's going through it right now because of what he did to the Dolphins, right?
Yeah. No, but see, not about it. He got pretty, you know, like the media and all them make try to believe that he is the god of college football and Alabama's unbeatable. And I've seen the coaches' polls and the voting that even after Alabama had a loss, found a way to put them in the top four. But then you had some teams that went undefeated. But I'm so happy now they're number six. Tennessee put something on them. They didn't know. I knew
Tennessee.
Oh, man. I'm so happy.
Speaking of college football, you can start early tonight since you can't watch the Dodgers pearly. They got a 7:30 Tulsa and Temple. That should be a pretty good game.
I'm going to watch the Astros come over to our right field for a couple of times tonight. That's what I'm going to watch.
And then don't forget.
I'm going to watch a two-way. Yes. That's what I'm going to watch.
And then you got UAB and Western Kentucky playing tonight as well, too. So a couple of good college football games.
Philly in the Padres tonight. You're traveling tonight.
I'm having a smorgasbord, man. I got to watch everything. A little bit of Yankees, a little bit of college football.
Tonight is good. You got hockey, you got NBA, you got college, you got baseball.
Listen. Let's get to the break, because on the flip side of the break, you know, we got to talk NBA. We got to talk NFL, you know, and get to our picks. Mm. And then we got, for the final 10, you know, we got the NFL Network, Cynthia Freiland and the crew with their picks. So, you know, we can all compare. But we got to talk about it late.
You see a certain wide receiver came back last night. Ah, 15 old points.
I had him for another. Listen. Calm down, Linda. I had him, too, in another league in flex. And then I had Eno Benjamin because he figured it in for Connor because I handcuffed him. So I have a 21 and 50. I have a 36-point eruption out of two players. And I still got my Studley Dudleys ready to play on the weekend. Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott. Oh, and my running backs? Kenneth Walker from Seattle and Ramondre Stevenson. Good God, that's my flex. Somebody's getting monkey stomped. Not you, but somebody is. Lord, forgive me.
Oh, I've got people like Fournette. Come on, give me some good numbers.
Boy, Fournette, you got fool's gold with Fournette, boy. I can't tell you where to lie. You got fool's gold because in the drama, I was like, you picking Fournette? He came in overweight and all this kind of stuff, but boy, he putting up points. I cannot lie. You got lightning in the bottle there, boy.
People is draft. So I draft certain players because I look at what I don't care if their team win or lose. I draft players who I know can give me numbers, who can put up numbers. That's all I'm interested in. I don't want to bet a team win. I know he's the focal point. He's that number one. He's cute. RB one. I know that can happen. I ain't remember that.
So you want players to give you numbers? That's my point. You want players to give you numbers and you can start Tua Bell? You can start fucking Tua? Bell rung Tua? That's what you can start? Tua Tagovailoa? My bell rung over?
Him or Russell Wilson?
Go with Tua. Russell's still on your team. You ain't cut him? You need to cut him. You need to cut him like Freddy Krueger. Do that now. You still got him on your team? That's an anchor project. Anybody with Russell Wilson on that team, you need to jettison him right now.
I started to, and I think I'm gonna see what happens this weekend, then I can dump him.
You could still keep your eye on Sierra if you drop Russell Wilson off your football team, you know. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we're talking NFL, NBA, and we'll give you our picks getting you ready for the final 10. From NFL Network, as well as the Friday, October 21st edition, continues right here on Talking Heads.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Big King Jr. or a Chicken Big King Jr. with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Jr. features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chicken Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The International Culture Wine and Food Fest is back, this time at a new location. We've relocated from Botanical Gardens to Collins House Gardens. And I know some of y'all are asking, where that is? That's on Shirley Street and Collins Avenue, right across from Doctors Hospital. And I know you also want to ask, y'all love parking? Yes, businesses in the area have opened their secured parking lots, and Bahamas Experience shuttle buses will be available. Enjoy food from around the world, Australia, Colombia, and even Morocco, just to name a few. Yup, the drinks could be there too. Bring the kids to enjoy the Gombe Kids Zone in our spooky haunted house. Enjoy the Bohemian concert along with the Rhythm Band, and the singing Bishop Lawrence Roll will be in the gospel concert on Sunday. So save the dates, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 to 10 p.m., and Sunday, October 23rd from 10 to 7 p.m. Come on out and have a great cultural time. The 25th International Culture Wine and Food Fest. Did I mention free Wi-Fi by your life? Yup, that too.
Hey, Lisa, AR Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh, yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men, too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Friday, October 21st edition continues right now. And Pearly, let's talk NBA, man. Got several games on top tonight. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right, here we go. We got Chicago in the early game. Chicago, got the Bulls and the Wizards. You got the Pelicans and the Hornets. Spurs and the Pacers. Celtics in the Heat at 7:30. That's a decent game to watch. Pistons in the Knicks.
That's a good game.
That's a really good game.
Yeah.
Detroit Pistons in the Knicks. Orlando Magic and the Hawks. The Raptors in the Nets. That's a pretty decent game to watch, too. And then you got the 8 o'clock game. I'm watching this one. The Grizzlies. Ja Morant in the crew.
Oh, man. Ja put on the show the other night.
Man,
oh,
ridiculous. And they play the Rockets tonight. And then you got the Jazz and the Minnesota Timberwolves playing at 8 p.m. The Nuggets against the Warriors at 10 p.m. That's a good late night cap right there. That's a good game right there.
I go watch right after Philly beat the Padres. I go watch that.
And then you got the 10 o'clock game. The other 10 o'clock game, you got the Suns and the Trailblazers. Now, listen, NBA's off and running. Some early season surprise. You know how that is. It takes a couple of well weeks to figure out who these teams are. But one thing that I could
really
tell you.
I don't worry about it.
Until after the All-Star break. But anyway, I'll tell you one thing that got red flags right away. The Lakers. The lack of shooting is obvious. You can't fill up the bucket the one night, Kendrick, none, and then the next night, nothing. Westbrook can't go for 19 one night and nothing the next night. What's going on?
This is ridiculous. I can say this. I am a 50. I want everybody to understand, because when I say something, people are going to rob me. I'm a 50-year Laker fan. I'm a Will Chamberlain, Jerry West Laker fan. Let people understand that. A Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Laker, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Laker fan. Jamal Wilkes,
James
Jared
Worthy.
Fisher, Laker fan.
James Worthy. So,
I get in there. James Worthy, Laker fan. Even a Robert Horry. All right. So, understand what I'm trying to say here. I'm a Laker fan, Colin, because I have the right to say what I'm about to say. The Lakers is a lousy team. A crappy, lousy team who can't shoot themselves out of a wet paper bag. Cannot shoot. And I mean, you may not like LeBron. I'm going to say the wrong word on radio. You may not like LeBron. You may not like LeBron. But every team that he has shooters around him. Kick, drive, kick, so they get nobody to shoot.
That's what you do when you have him on your team, because he's so ball dominant. You surround him with shooters. And they failed to do that. And they could have done that.
It is what it is.
They could have done that with Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, man. They could have done that with Miles and Buddy for Westbrook. Miles shoots extremely well for a big guy, and Buddy could fill it up. So at least that would have been some sort of help.
Now, all of a sudden, Lakers desperate to get rid of him. So what's going to happen? You know, they're trying to save this 27 and 29 to pull off a trade to get Kyrie. That ain't going to happen.
They got
to
include them now. And then Anthony Davis taking that four last night.
Palinko's contract. They extended Palinko's contract, and he got a come on. I'm so upset. I don't even know why I watched a piece of it the other day. I don't even know why I watched it last night.
I got worried when I saw AD get undercut last night too. When he went to block Kawhi and he got clipped and he ended up, you know, getting undercut. I was like, okay, here he goes. He's gonna be out like 3 months.
Let me
check the texters. Naughty Zion looks awesome all around the basket. Yeah, all around the bucket. Jordan. Two feet and in. And he looked like he'd been stuck in that McDonald's line all summer long, too. He still looked chunky but funky. He's the new Charles Barkley.
No, he lost weight. I saw a feature on him that showed where he lost weight.
Okay, Pearly, I acquiesce to you. He lost weight, but how much weight did he lose? Because he still looked chunky but funky.
He still looked good around the bucket, though.
Yeah, 2 feet and then he'll kill you.
That's all right. I guess what? I'll take him in L.A.
Yeah, no way. I'll take John Moran in L.A. over anybody.
Anybody take John Moran. You're not talking about John. You don't even have to say that.
But I think
trade the whole thing for John right now.
I think Zion is going to get some shine. I don't think the injury bug will get him. I think he's worked out in the offseason trying to get back in shape. You know what I mean? That he's in better shape than he was when he got hurt.
He has worked on it. From what I understand, he has worked real hard.
And you got to learn, you know, when you want to excite the fans, certain times you give them the dunk. Other times you give them the little finger rolls, which was dropping in last night, them little bunnies. Take them. They're chippies. They're free. But he's got to do something, because let's be honest. You know, right now, the cream of that draft crop is John Morant.
Yeah, we know that.
So, I don't know, but like I said,
be honest with you, there's some really great young players in this league. I mean, you look at Dallas, you look at Denver. Oh man, you know. Really good.
You know. That Denver team too, healthy, maybe a totally different animal out there in the West this year too. Because remember, they were dealing with some injuries all year long last year.
I believe so.
So, you know,
you know what? I know Cleveland lost his last game to the Raptors, but how Cleveland look?
I can be honest with you. I didn't get a chance to glimpse Cleveland at all so far, Pearly. I gotta catch up, you know. There's a couple of teams I haven't seen. I wanted to catch Charlotte, too, and I missed them. So I gotta catch up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to get
it. That Cleveland team should be pretty decent, though.
I believe so.
I don't know, you know, if it's going to take them a minute to gel, but they have a lot of talent on that team.
They do.
So I'm going to keep my eye, you know, on them from a distance, because I think they might be enjoyable to watch too. And if they're anything like last year, they want a ton of money with them on parlays, because they could cover. You get them at the points, but Cleveland will cover games for you. And they got a different cast of characters, so I want to have a look at them. But nonetheless, I think they got potential in the East. But what about the Bucks? I think the Bucks are still going to be that team, Earl.
I think so, too. I believe so, too. I think the Bucks. I like the Bucks, but I still believe Boston is the team to beat in the East. I was impressed with Boston the other night against the Sixers. I wouldn't count the Bucks out. I think it's going to be a fight between Boston and the Bucks again. I think Philly will give you a run, but and then I think Brooklyn in that Nottingham. I think Martin Luther Irving is not going to be there. Brickhouse Simmons is just going to let KD down again.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be a disconnect in New Jersey sooner than later. I think that's combustible already. You don't think so?
I think so.
I don't know how much faith I have in that whole Brooklyn situation because of what we saw last year. And there's just too many petulant prima donna millionaires on that team, man.
Yeah, it is.
And I just don't grasp it. I can't wrap my head around it. Why, there's such a disconnect in Brooklyn. That should be a really good team, and Brooklyn is a decent city to play in. So what's really holding you all up? You know?
I think it's the coach. Everybody want to play for them, Brett O'Connor coach.
Boy, I don't know.
I heard an interesting story. And you know, my one of my favorites, you don't like him, but I love Stephen A. Smith. And they were talking about why Boston, and I can never pronounce the brother's name, but the coach name is again now?
Mitch.
The suspended coach, not the little young boy, not the young fella.
Boy. Oh, you mean Ime Udoka or the new coach?
Udoka, right. Said the reason why Boston did not fire him, because there's a strong belief that if Boston had fired him on Sunday, Monday the Nets would have fired Steve Nash and hire him.
Wow.
Because he didn't do a crime. He didn't do anything. He actually just had a consensual relationship with a woman at Boston, which is against the Boston Celtics policy. Not necessarily against the Nets policy. So that, and there's the strong belief that Boston is holding him so the Nets don't grab him up.
That's how that went. Wow. Very interesting. I never really looked at that equation.
Now, there's no empirical, there's no evidence. There's nothing to say that's the truth. That's actually what it is. That's just rumor among some executives. And that's just a belief. Because, I mean, think about it seriously. Why would they don't you just say, man, go, you're fired. What you keeping him for? What you put keeping him in purgatory for? You don't want nobody else grabbing him up. Why didn't the Lakers hire Tom? Lakers hired Ham because they saw the same type coach and that young coach that relates to the players and stuff like that. That's why the Lakers hired him, because they want the same type results out of him. But, the Lakers got problems in terms of Ham got to, have to go through some rough times. Then he get rid of that crap team he got and put his own team together. But this is a different story for a different day. So I would put some credence behind that. And I wouldn't be surprised if that truly happened.
Yeah, I mean, that really, listen, that is something that you really have to look at, because if things go haywire with the Nets and they want to get him, then he got to lobby for his release from Boston. They really wouldn't let him go then.
Boston's not going to let him go for the Nets to get him. That's why they didn't let him. They're not going to release him to the NO.
That is some really cool stuff right there, man. Like, really, really cool.
Well, a lot of that. Listen.
Let's get up into the picks, Pearly, because I'm looking at the time, and we got the Final 10, and we got the NFL Network picks coming up. So, NFL picks, and we actually got to do start them or set them today, because I didn't get to do them yesterday. So, we got our picks, so we need to jump into the picks there, Pearly.
Okay.
And you got couple of teams on bye this week. Who's on bye this week, Pearly?
Buffalo's on bye.
Buffalo's on bye. Minnesota's on bye.
Yeah.
And who else? There's two more teams on bye. Buffalo is one. Minnesota is the other. Let me pull it up.
I don't have it in front of me. That's why I say that.
Bye, week 7. Week 7.
Oh, Buffalo, the Raiders, the Rams, Minnesota, and Philadelphia.
All right, cool. That's right. There it is. Them. So they're on bye this week. So 4 teams not playing. That means we got 13 games to pick. Should have 13. Let me double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All right, here we go. Got the Falcons and the Bengals in the 1 o'clock game. Atlanta on the road at the Bengals.
Bengals.
I like the Cincinnati Bengals at home in that one.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns on the road against the Baltimore Ravens.
I like the Ravens.
I like the Ravens at home too. Divisional matchup and they're at home. Browns got some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Lions and the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys at home, and I like us to pitch up at least 31 points in this game.
I like the Cowboys at home, but that's gonna be my upset of the week too. So I do like the Cowboys at home to win, but if there's an upset, it'll be that one there.
You just so pulling hard for 4-3. Oh, geez.
No. And I said this before, and I like Detroit. They just can't play defense. I, for some reason, that's a fun team to watch.
Well, Dallas
anything
can.
Anything can happen with them on any Sunday. If you take them for light, you can get surprised.
Yeah,
that's
but
what I'm saying.
Detroit couldn't play offense last week. They got shut out by the Patriots.
I know. And that was it.
Packers and the Commanders. Okay. I like them. Even though it's a road game, I think that's what Aaron Rodgers needs. Get out on the road, win one. I think they beat the Commanders.
I agree. Packers.
Colts and the Titans in Tennessee.
I promise never to pull for these dudes, but I think the Titans take this one.
Me too. And I think Matty Ice comes back to earth. He's been a little inconsistent, so now he's due to come back to earth a little bit. Titans coming off the bye week, they're playing at home, and they still have Derrick Henry. Bottom line. So I like the Titans to win that one. You got the Giants and the Jaguars in Jacksonville.
I like the Giants, I think they got something going.
I like the Giants also, too, at least in this game against Jacksonville.
I'm going to ride them till they let me down.
Ride it till the wheels fall off, brother.
I tell you.
All right. Then you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers.
I think Brady's going to go off on these guys.
Now, listen, I think Brady rebounds, but I can tell you, Brady needs work because Brady looks like
he does.
He looks like he fell off the cast of Breaking Bad.
I think Giselle got his head all.
Giselle got him way out of whack, man. That's a definite. Yeah. You can't run from that.
Yeah.
And now I hear photos surfacing her and Leo having a cocktail or two. Boy, look here. That probably got a man. That Brady ain't going to the playoffs this year. And if he do, they one and done.
Yeah.
He looks like the typical, American. Like, oh, it's my girl, man. I don't want to play.
But, the thing about it is, who's the bigger catch?
Brady or Giselle?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Brady, listen.
Who would be considered the bigger catch?
Oh,
Giselle,
man, because she's been a supermodel for years, and she worth like $56 million or something like that. I mean, way more than Brady.
And how much Brady worth?
Now,
$156 million?
No. Listen, Giselle got more money than him ever had money. She was making $56 million a year, Pearly. Yeah. She got the money. Pull up Giselle Bundchen net worth. I telling you.
How much is Tom Brady worth?
I can put it up right now. Since we're getting all sexist.
Tom Brady is worth $250 million.
Huh? Giselle Bundchen net worth on her own right now, $400 million. Brazilian supermodel. Right.
Million.
Giselle Bundchen is a Brazilian supermodel who has a net worth of $400 million. So she got his $250 million plus $150 million in change. And what she stands to do in a divorce settlement is get him for half. So free up another $125 million there, Tomasito. That's what the cost to be the boss if you got to pay to win 7 Super Bowls. Right there. There you go. Pay the piper.
Okay. All right.
Naughty, Paolo Banchero, the rookie at Orlando from Duke, only 19 years of age. Yes, very good-looking prospect right there. I saw the dunk last night. Let's see where it goes. This kid looks fearless. He looks like he's got that attitude. He's got that it factor. So let's see if it pans out. All right?
Okay. Who's the next pick?
All right, the next picks. Let's keep it moving there, Purdy. And Giselle Bundchen worth $400 million. I told you she was worth more than Brady, bro. All right, we got into the 4 o'clock games now. Houston and the Raiders. The Texans and the Raiders. I like the Raiders coming off the bye to win this one.
I like the Raiders too.
The New York Jets on the road against the Broncos. This is going to be a tough defensive matchup. Both of these teams got good defense, but guess what? Breece Hall is real for the Jets, and we're going to have a Garrett Wilson side in this one on the weekend. I like the Jets on the road behind Breece Hall to beat the Denver Broncos because they're in disarray. And if Russell Wilson don't play because of the hamstring.
I'm benching Russell Wilson. I think his pride can set in, and I think the Broncos can beat the Jets this weekend.
Russell may not play. He's dealing with a hamstring injury.
I still think the Broncos can beat the Jets this weekend.
That's fine. You got the Chiefs on the road against the 49ers. Vegas got them, the Chiefs minus two. I like that. I like that. I'll take that in a heartbeat. And San Francisco got some injuries. I like Kansas City on the road to get this one done.
Yeah, me too.
Because of the injuries to the San Francisco defense. If that defense was 100% healthy, that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seahawks.
I don't know. But anyway.
Seahawks and the Chargers in Los Angeles.
If Chargers shows up, I like if that defense has showed up last week, come this week, I think the Chargers.
I think this is going to be an entertaining game.
I'll take Chargers and the points.
Laying 5 points, but Chargers by five. And I think this is going to be an entertaining game. I think the Chargers get it done. I don't know about the points. Yeah. I think I'll need more money line if I went on this one. All right, Sunday night, you got the Steelers and your Dolphins in Miami, in Hard Rock.
Who is back? I think the fact that he's back is going to bring new enthusiasm to the team. I think the defense is going to wake up. I think the offensive line is going to wake up. I think the Dolphins by a touchdown plus.
All right, you got the Chicago Bears and the New England Patriots on Monday night. I like the New England Patriots to get it done.
I think the Bears got so much potential. I don't know why. I don't know. One night, I think he's just going to go off. I don't think it's going to be this Monday night, but I just think one night he's going to just go off and we're going to see what he's really worth. But Patriots by a touchdown.
I think so. All right. So I think we're pretty much unanimous on that one. I think the Patriots get it done in a big way. I don't think they're done in that division. You're not, Pearly.
I wouldn't give the Patriots the 8.5 though. I don't think they can do it in that big of a. I wouldn't give it an 8.5.
No, I agree.
I think the Bears and the 8.5.
All right, so we're gonna get to the break in short order, Pearly. So
okay.
We got picks coming up on the flip side.
We got a minute left.
We got a couple minutes left before. Listen, man.
The Boston shut down? Or the Astros? Because that means the Astros ain't scoring a bunch of runs on you.
They teething signs, Earl. No. Listen, man.
Let's go with that one. That's never mess up a good story with the Boston. Let's go with that
just,
one. Like
just remember... Just remember this. We've been here before, We've been here before.
Come on, Knock. You've been here before.
We've been down to 3-1. We've been down 3-1 to the Red Sox and won.
I said you, and you've been, I think you've been up 3-1 and lost too, right?
That's true too. That's also very true.
One good thing about baseball, you might see them think they're dead. You go back in Yankees. Because there's 3 games in Yankee Stadium, right? Or is it 2-2-1-1-1 or 2-3-2?
I think it's 2-3-2, right?
I'm not sure.
I got to double check that before the caller calls in and gets mad. Instead of it's a daytime game, it's a nighttime game. So yeah.
Did you play today?
Let me double check that.
Then you play again tomorrow, and then
what's the schedule? That way you see if it's a travel day, then they have it.
It's 2-3-2.
All right.
So you play tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday in New York, and then if necessary, which I doubt, you go back to Houston.
All right, well, that's a wrap on our pick segment. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And be sure to check out theislandgame.com. Check out their sports book. Bet your favorites and win with The Island Game. And, of course, The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. So we're going to get to the break, Purdy. And on the flip side of the break, we got the NFL Week 7 picks and betting preview, all right, from CBS Sports. So you know how to play them in theislandgame.com, all right?
Yeah.
So for Purdy.
When I see you Monday, the Yankees will be done and the Dolphins and the Cowboys will be 4-3. That'll be a good Monday morning to wake up to.
But unfortunately, you're going to wake up with the case of a Mondays because the Dolphins will be 4-3. But them Cowboys, we could be 5-2. I promise you that. But we'll see how it plays out there, Pearly. Enjoy your sports weekend. Thanks for your contributions. And everybody who chimed in, man, good stuff today. Have a good weekend, Bahamas. And remember, engage your brain and gear before you put your mouth in motion. That way, avoid a big commotion, all right? If you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you Monday. Mr. Producer, we up out of here, man. Y'all have a great Friday. We'll see you Monday. Deuces.
For pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Join us for the first ever Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival from October 21st through 23rd. It will be an unforgettable weekend of unique culinary and cultural events, from exclusive dinners, cooking demos, and tastings with master chefs like Marcus Samuelson, Danielle Bluth, Carla Hall, Dario Caccini, Amanda Freitag, and Chef Simeon Hall Jr. Cultural conversations and a great display of Bahamian art curated by John Cox. For more information, visit Bahamar.com.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Week 7 of the NFL season is underway. The Cardinals getting a big win over the Saints Thursday night. So let's turn the page to Sunday and get some picks from our guy Ryan Harris. Ryan, let's start with the 1 p.m. game between the Falcons and the Bengals, both teams sitting at 3-3. Bengals 6.5-point favorites with the total sitting at 47 and a hook. It's hard not to like the Bengals in this spot at home, isn't it?
Unless you like Marcus Mariota and the Falcons. Come on, these Falcons, I think, can get it done. You had Ja'Marr Chase and Hayden Hurst for the Bengals on the limited practice report this week. If they are limited in the game, the Falcons can run away with this after their big victory against the 49ers. Jeremy, give me the Falcons here and a repolished Marcus Mariota. It's not pretty, but it's working.
See, I was expecting you to go the other way. Bengals have won the last two meetings, by the way, and go for their 10th win in series history. But Ryan says this one is going to the Falcons. Next up, Commanders welcome Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Green Bay, 5-point road favorites as they look to go above 500. Do you like them to rebound after what happened versus the Jets last week?
Well, I do like them to rebound, and it's less about what the Packers have done and the fact that Taylor Heinicke is going to be starting for the Commanders because you have injuries to Carson Wentz. So, I mean, never count out a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers after being embarrassed as well. So give me the Jets here on the road against a struggling Commanders offense and team.
Yeah, sitting as a 4.5-point favorites, that line continues to move. Green Bay's last win at Washington, by the way, 2016 in the NFC wildcard game. So Ryan says go for the Packers here. 5-1 New York Giants. It's the 5-1 Giants are only favored by 3 points as they head to Jacksonville to face the 2-4 Jags. That line seemed odd to me, Ryan, until I saw that the Giants have never won in Jacksonville. Do you think that that changes this week?
I do. I like the Giants here, but this is a battle for who's next in the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars also have a great defense, specifically run-stopping defense. That's going to give Daniel Jones, quarterback of the Giants, who's having his best year of his career, by the way, a tough task. This is going to be a great game. There's always a game like this, Jeremy, where players and analysts love watching. That is this Giants-Jags game to me. I like the Giants, though. I believe, Jeremy, can they go 6-1 for the first time in almost 15 years? I say yes.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the Giants weren't favored. They're +3 going into this game. It's the Jags that are favored as they get the home line. If the Giants win here, they would match their highest win total over the past 6 seasons as their dream season continues. And we can't talk Giants without mentioning the Jets. The 4-2 Jets go to Denver to face Russell Wilson and the 2-4 Broncos. Broncos are favored by a point, so essentially a pick 'em here. Are you riding with the home team here, Ryan?
I am not riding with the Broncos. Ooh. Give me the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And Jeremy, make sure this is blacked out in Denver so I don't get in trouble when I get back there. But I'll tell you something, the Broncos continue to find new ways to struggle. A brutal overtime loss to the Chargers after missing a couple of reads and unable to protect Russell Wilson. But then you look on the other side, the Jets are one of the best teams in the AFC. Yes, I said it. It's not just because it's Friday and I have an awesome shirt. I mean, Breece Hall, could he be Rookie of the Year contender? I don't know. And that defense for the Jets is better than sauce on biscuits. Quinnen Williams is having an MVP style of season. I like these Jets. They've surprised every team they've beaten. I think they're going to get the W there in Denver.
Denver has won 5 of their last 6 games versus the Jets, but Ryan says not this time. CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst, former Denver Bronco Ryan Harris, wearing a great shirt on Friday, making expert picks for us here on CBS Sports HQ. All right, so let's recap Ryan's picks. He says go with the Falcons to go into Cincinnati and beat the Bengals. Bengals favored by 6.5 there. Packers favored by 4.5 versus the Commanders. Ryan likes Green Bay in a get-right game for them. Giants at the Jaguars. Giants have never won in Jacksonville. Ryan says that's changing this week. Jags 3-point favorites going into there. And the Jets 1-point favorites at the Broncos in Denver. That game's essentially a pick 'em. Ryan says the Jets going to go to 5-2.
Do you want a sports network that delivers everything that matters about the game? The highlights, the picks, the instant analysis. No yelling, no fake debates, no politics. Hit the subscribe button and never miss a moment.